This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks, the number one daily fantasy sports app. Oh my goodness. Good morning, good afternoon. Whatever it is for you, I hope you're having a fantastic day. My name is Zach Schaumler. This is Strong Opinion Sports, episode 610. Welcome in. Today we are talking about fantasy football week 7. Let me acknowledge the elephant in the room. If you're watching on YouTube, wearing a black shirt today, wearing a backwards hat, something I have literally never, ever done in the history of the show. I've always, what's so funny, right, is for the longest time I viewed myself as very professional. Then I started wearing a black shirt every day, but I still refused to wear a backwards hat because that felt too unprofessional, even though I wore like literally like a jogging shirt every day. I don't know. The logic never made sense. So anyway, I'm tired. It's Wednesday night. I had a long day. I woke up this morning. I recorded episode 609 of the podcast, 609. Then I edited it, which, as I say that, edited it. The word it should not go after the word edited ever in a sentence. You should probably say, I edited the podcast today. So it's been a long day. The show is out. I'm really excited about it. It's really good. But your boy is tired. And I want to, as respectfully to your time, like, I want to make a good show about fantasy football this week, but I also don't want to, like, I'm not going to kill myself here. You know, I also, let me tell you, Carter, who I played against in fantasy football this week, will not be making an appearance on the show. Love him. He never replied to my DM. And I was like, well, okay, I guess he doesn't want to come on, which is honestly fine with me because I've been behind all week and it's kind of nice to just do a kind of a shorter episode, break down how my team did, make fun of people in the league, do little stuff here and there. Before we do anything, though, I got to tell you about today's sponsor. Prize Picks is the number one daily fantasy sports app. Prize Picks allows you to make an entry based on player projections, and in 60 seconds, you could enter something like Travis Kelce more than 5 catches, Tyreek Hill more than 100 yards receiving, and Justin Fields less than 200 yards passing. And if your picks are right, you can win money. Making picks makes games more engaging, and you could turn something like $5 into $50. Prize Picks offers quick and easy deposits. You can even use Apple Pay. And they have weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts. For example, there's a weekly event called Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value. So put your skills to the test in daily fantasy. Go to prizepicks.com/CLNS and use code CLNS for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/CLNS, code CLNS for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy made easy. Alrighty, everyone, let's jump in. My team this week, we won. The Single Pringles, my little team, my humble team in my fantasy league this year. The Single Pringles won 103.6 to 91.06. We beat Children of Analytics, Carter's team. And let's just jump right into the nonsense of the week. Once again, my quarterback, Deshaun Watson, not only did, so he didn't really play an entire game. But in the past weeks, for me, he's not played, and I didn't know, and I didn't catch it, and I got 0 points. This week, Deshaun Watson, the curse of Deshaun Watson is very, very real. Not only did he play this week, he played, like, 2 possessions, and he got me negative points. Deshaun Watson was 1 for 5, passing for 5 yards and an interception. So Deshaun Watson got me minus 0.8 points this week. I have to bench him. I've been waiting and waiting and hoping that maybe my prediction that he would be good this year would come true. I'm giving up, dude. Deshaun Watson, bust. It's not working on my fantasy team. I actually, next week, I'm replacing. I mean, first of all, in this league, right, there's so many people that have quarterbacks, and there's 16 teams. There's no good quarterbacks available. And I tried to trade for C.J. Stroud, but not going to lie, the price was too high. I'm like, hey, man, Logan, I love you. I'm not ruining my future, rest of my team to try to get C.J. Stroud. You don't even need him. You already have another quarterback. You have a starting quarterback. He's your backup quarterback. Are you kidding me, man? Okay, it's okay. You love me, but you don't want to help me. That's fine. By the way, we're trying to beat each other, so it's fair. You don't want to help me. Deshaun Watson's got to go on the bench. I am replacing him with Derek Carr. He's the only quarterback I could pick up. Deshaun Watson got me negative points this week. Again, the curse is very real, and Deshaun Watson has been a horrible, horrible decision I made in fantasy football this year. I wanted a quarterback who could get rushing yards. That's all I wanted. And he's not healthy. He's not even playing this week, coming up in week 8. And when he does play, he gets me negative points. It's been a disaster all year long. Justin Herbert was Carter's quarterback this week. Justin Herbert brought in 12.86 points. He had 259 yards passing, a touchdown, two interceptions, was 17 for 30 passing, also had two carries for 5 yards. So safe to say Carter very easily won the quarterback matchup this week. At the running back spot, my number one running back, Jahmyr Gibbs, had a really good day. The Lions were awful. They lost 38-6. However, Jahmyr Gibbs was the number one back. He had 11 carries for 68 yards, a touchdown, also had 9 catches for 58 yards. Hey, you know what's interesting about Jahmyr Gibbs? The Lions only had one touchdown all day. It went to the guy on my fantasy team. Hallelujah. That makes me happy. So Jahmyr Gibbs got me 27.6 points this week. Jonathan Taylor was Carter's number one running back. Jonathan Taylor brought in 21 points. He had 18 carries for 75 yards, a touchdown, and a touchdown rushing, by the way. And then he also had 3 catches for 45 yards. So Jonathan Taylor had 21 points. My running back, Jahmyr Gibbs, despite losing and having a terrible week as far as like actual football goes, Jahmyr Gibbs had 27.6 points. I won the number one running back matchup. Let's go. Then at the number two running back spot, Carter got, I feel bad for Carter. It was really bad luck. His running back, Bijan Robinson, excuse me, there was like a, there's kind of honestly an injury controversy going around right now that Atlanta didn't properly report the injury Bijan Robinson was dealing with. He had 1 carry for 3 yards. He got Carter 0.3 points. So 0.3 of 1 point is what Bijan Robinson brought in for Carter. My running back, Isaiah Pacheco, brought in 16 points. He had 13 carries for 32 yards, plus 4 catches for 28 yards and a touchdown catch. So Isaiah Pacheco, running back all around, your boy Zach won that matchup this week. At receiver, I was not so hot. I got obliterated. Not only did I lose, like I lost. I mean, he wasn't great at receiver. My receiving core was just awful. Calvin Ridley got me 1.5 points. He had 1 carry for 1 yard. And sorry, he had 1 carry. That's weird. It says 1 carry for, I guess, no yards, and then 1 catch for 5 yards. So Calvin Ridley did absolutely nothing this week. Got me 1.5 points. But then his number one receiver, Marquise Brown, in Arizona, only got him 7.9 points. He had 3 catches for 49 yards. So I lost, but not horribly. The number two receiver matchup, I got obliterated. So I needed to pick up a receiver this week. I didn't. Nico Collins, my number one receiver, was on a bye week. So I had to pick up somebody. I picked up Darius Slayton, who's listed as a number one receiver in New York for the Giants. And the Giants did win. They won 14-7, but Darius Slayton only had 1 catch for 22 yards. So he brought me 3.2 points in fantasy this week. Darius Slayton was me grasping at straws, trying to get any player at receiver who could do something because I had too many players on my bye week. And I'll take it. But unfortunately, my opponent, Christian Kirk, the number one receiver for Carter, Christian Kirk had 19 points, 6 catches for 90 yards and a touchdown. He did lose a fumble, but still, I got completely obliterated at the receiver position this week in fantasy football. My tight end, George Kittle. So going into Monday Night Football, I was down by less than a point. All I needed was George Kittle to have 1 catch. Very first play of Monday Night Football. I loved it. Brock Purdy drops back, throws a little out route for 10 yards to George Kittle. First play of Monday Night Football, Zach wins fantasy football. It was incredible. Now, George Kittle just kept going. He had 13 points on the day, a carry for 2 yards. He also had 5 catches for 78 yards. George Kittle was the difference. That's why I won fantasy very comfortably in the end this week. I actually got the award for narrowest victory in fantasy this week in the league, but I'll take it. For me, like, I've won by way fewer points and lost by way fewer points, so I'll take it. Remember, I won this week 103-91, 12-point victory. Better than most weeks for Zach. I'll take it. His number one tight end, Tyler Higbee, had 1 catch for 7 yards. That brought in 1.7 points for Carter. Again, I feel kind of bad for Carter. He had a really tough week. He really had a lot of, you know, Bijan Robinson kind of screwed him over. Marquise Brown did nothing. Tyler Higbee did nothing. We'll talk about the flex player in a second. I want to talk about his kicker, who also did no help to Carter. His kicker for Detroit had 0 points, did literally nothing the entire day. So, like, even when, you know, it's so funny, when the Lions did score a touchdown, they went for 2. So, like, literally the kicker did nothing all day for Detroit, and That got Carter 0 points. My kicker, Brandon McManus, had one field goal of between 40 to 49 yards, also was 4 for 4 kicking extra points. So Brandon McManus, my kicker, brought in 8 points for me, and I'll take that. At the flex spot, I had Kareem Hunt, who had 10 carries for 31 yards, 2 touchdowns. He brought in 15.1 points for me. His flex player, Joshua Palmer, had 18.3 points, 5 catches for 133 yards. Great for Carter, but again, narrow victory and not enough to beat me. And then my defense really stepped up. Kind of a weird game. The Cleveland Browns won the game 39-38. And my defense at Cleveland Browns scored 20 points, but they gave up 38 points on the day, which means that they lost a lot of points, but they had an interception, they had 4 sacks, they had 4 forced fumbles, they had 3 fumble recoveries, a touchdown, a field goal block. So despite giving up 38 points, the Cleveland Browns defense still brought in 20 points for me and my fantasy team this week. Frankly, that's a big part of why I won. Every little thing counts, and getting 20 points from your defense is pretty insane. He had the Eagles defense who brought in 10 points. They had an interception. They allowed 11 points, had 4 sacks. But because of the amount of touchdowns, the field goal block, the amount of turnovers my defense provided, we got 10 more points than his defense did. And that is wild. By the way, my other tight end on my bench, Dalton Kincaid, 8 catches for 75 yards, had 15.5 catches. I think I'm going to start Dalton Kincaid next week. That's kind of a little plan I got cooking. I don't trust George Kittle very much, and so I'm very skeptical he's going to be the long-term option at tight end that I need. I hope maybe we'll tag back and forth, but Dawson Knox, the number one tight end in Buffalo, just got hurt, which means Dalton Kincaid is going to get opened up and get a lot of catches, I believe, in the future or the rest of this year. So I'm very excited for that. Dalton Kincaid could be a huge key to my success later in the year. I want to talk about Phoenix, man. This guy, Phoenix Fife, in our league had a brutal week. I feel bad for Phoenix, man. He's like, what, 1-6? Yeah, his year is going horrible. His team is called No Effing Way, right? Like, his team is so bad. He had one person on his entire team score more than double digits. Like, his kicker got 1 point. His receiver number two got 4.2 points. His tight end got 4 points. The only person who had more than double digits was his quarterback, Tua, who had 11.34 points. It was basically awful all around for Phoenix. He lost 94-48, Phoenix. I am so sorry, buddy. I love you. That's really tough and unfortunate. I guess I want to go through standings in our league, because right now I'm in a position where I don't think I'm going to make the playoffs. I am right now in the 11th spot. The single Pringles are 3-4. I got to be in the top 8 to make a playoff run with this team. So I got to keep winning. And right now my quarterback is Derek Carr. So I'm not real confident, but I like the way my team is built other than the quarterback spot right now. I got running backs that are playing well. I made some pickups throughout the year. Right now, the number one team in our league is still, as I predicted, by the way, which makes me feel, at least I got one thing right in fantasy this year, is I immediately knew who was going to win the draft. After the draft happened, I'm like, that guy, Sam, he's going to win the league for sure. Sam is 6-1. His team, Ayahuasca Won't Fix It, is dominating. They're the only one loss team in our entire league. In second, you've got 24-7 Ass ETN Season. He's 5-2. Alvin and the Chipmunks, I believe is an Alvin Kamara reference with my buddy Logan. He's 5-2. They're third in the league. In fourth, you've got Jackson's Prison TikTok at 4-3. In fifth, you've got Star Wars A New Hope. They're 4-3. McLaughlin Stock is 4-3. That's Jacob's team. They're sixth. Seventh is Bustin' on Cousins. They're 4-3. In eighth, you've got Turned Down for Watt. That is Steven's team. In ninth, you've got Touchdown Jesus. They're 3-4. So Turn Down for Watt and Touchdown Jesus are both 3-4. Then you got the Rise of Florida Man. He's 3-4. Then you got my boy Zach. That's me. So the single Pringles were 3-4. And then in 12th place, you got How'd That Get Up There? That's Jake's team with the hilarious, hilarious logo. They're 3-4. Children of Analytics, Carter's team is 3-4. In 14th, you've got X Giving It To Ya. They're 3-4. And then in 15th, the Jordan Rules. They're 2-5. And in 16th, No Effing Way, right? That's Phoenix's team. They're 1-6. Phoenix is having an awful, awful, awful year. I am so, so sorry for you, buddy. I got to say, you know, my defense, despite giving up 38 points, was the highest scoring defense in fantasy football this week. 20 points. That's, again, it's kind of crazy to give up 38 points and still have your defense score you 20 fantasy points. That's pretty insane. That's how many turnovers that the Colts had. By the way, everyone's talking about how the Colts got absolutely screwed over in that game. The Colts had 4 turnovers. Like, hello? I understand there were some bad calls at the end of the Colts-Browns game, but anytime you have four turnovers, it's really hard to for me to give you sympathy that you lost. Like, you had opportunities and you gave the game away. The number one scoring quarterback this week is Patrick Mahomes. He had 34.86 points. Lamar Jackson was right behind him with 33.8 points. Running back, not a lot of crazy high scores this week. Like, Travis Kelce had 35.9 points. He's dominating. He had 12 catches for 179 yards and a touchdown. But all in all, no one scored 50 points this week. I think maybe my introduction to fantasy football early with Tyreek Hill going off and then that crazy game the Dolphins had where they scored 70 points, that doesn't appear to be a regular theme in fantasy this week, this year, I guess. There's not a player I thought every week there was going to be someone who scored 50 points. That's just not a thing that happens, apparently, in fantasy, other than the rare occasional week, which makes me wish I'd appreciated more when Tyreek Hill did what he did earlier in the year. Next week for me, my team in week 8, we are playing against, who is my matchup? I am playing Steven Monday's team. His team name is Turn Down for Watt. He's got Lamar Jackson. He's got Deontay Foreman, the running back in Chicago, Latavius Murray, the running back in Buffalo, Tyreek Hill, Devontae Smith, Darren Waller, Odell Beckham Jr., Josh Myers, the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. I used to have Odell Beckham Jr. on my team. The fact that that's his flex player means he's not doing great at flex because OBJ has been doing nothing this year. He was so bad I had to cut him earlier this year. I'm not really intimidated by that. His running backs are fine. Deontay Foreman's coming off a massive game. He was a number one scoring running back in fantasy last week. I don't expect him to do that again this week. I think I got a good shot. My only real weakness here in the matchup is that he's got Tyreek Hill and Lamar Jackson, Lamar Jackson just had an incredible game. Maybe he does a little bit of a step down this week and they run the ball really well or something. And then Tyreek Hill is dangerous. Anytime you play against Tyreek Hill, you should be afraid that he's going to win the entire game just for that player by himself. So I don't know, man. I don't really have any tough decisions this week. I benched George Kittle. I think that Dalton Kincaid is going to be a more reliable player. They're playing Tampa. That could be a mistake. I'm not sure, but I don't know. I don't know what to do there. Zach Moss and Joshua Kelly are going to be on my bench. My running back's playing this week. Jahmyr Gibbs, who's the number one running back right now in Detroit because their running back David Montgomery's out. Jahmyr Gibbs, Isaiah Pacheco, and I've got Kareem Hunt as my flex player. So I feel pretty good, honestly. I know that's going to be laughable, but I got a 47% chance, according to the Sleeper app, for me to win. I think there is a good likelihood I win this week. I just got to be really hopeful and really lucky that Tyreek Hill and Lamar Jackson don't absolutely go off. But, I think I got a good shot this week. Like, Houston plays Carolina. My receiver, Nico Collins, is likely going to have a really big game. The Chiefs are playing at Denver, so Isaiah Pacheco could go off. Jahmyr Gibbs. Derek Carr, my quarterback's playing the Colts. Their defense is suspect. So, I mean, they just lost to P.J. Walker, right? Like, I feel pretty good about what I got going on this week. I think there's a good possibility I win in Week 8 in fantasy football. And really, the only thing left I want to talk about is a screenshot Jake sent in our group chat. A screenshot of a guy who had basically, like, the worst week of fantasy football you can possibly imagine. He did not have a single player in double digits. His quarterback got him 9 points, Sam Howell. His running back, Brian Robinson, 8 points. His running back, Bijan Robinson, 0.3 points. His receiver, Gabe Davis, 0.6 points. Brandon Ayuk is number two receiver, 5.7 points. Evan Engram is tight end, 4 points. McLaughlin, his flex player, 4 points. His kicker, Jake Elliott, 7 points. His Lions defense got him minus 2 points. Jake's dad had probably the worst week of fantasy I've ever seen in my entire life. It makes me feel better about my team. The fact that he scored 38 points and had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people. Between, what's 38 divided by 9? That means on average, 38 divided by 9, on average, every player got him 4.2 points this week. That is horrifying. That's like the worst week of fantasy football I've ever seen in my entire life. Now, I'm new to fantasy. I'm not the most experienced person, but that's insanely bad. I don't know how big your league is. I don't know why you're starting like Gabe Davis and Sam Howell on your starting lineup, but that's still horrifying. I mean, he would have lost to like Patrick Mahomes basically by himself. So that's a really, really tough week for Jake's dad. And we already talked about Phoenix. That's pretty horrible for him. I know it's a weird short episode. I guess that's all I got for today. I feel like I'm glad I won. I eked it out. I barely made it happen. We were going into Monday Night Football, excuse me. I was like, I got a shot here. We'll see what happens. And it did work out. I won. I'm really happy about that. And yeah, I guess that's it, man. The Single Pringles. So far, that team name has gotten me a 1-0 record. I'm 3-4. Remember, I started horribly. I've won 2 weeks in a row. And did I win last week? I don't think I did, actually. What happened last week? Week 6. I think I lost. I did lose. Oh, my God. I don't even remember. Dude, I'm so bad at fantasy football. Like, I won in week 5, I won by 2 points. So that's why, like, this win by 12 points feels like a massive victory to me, even though I actually technically had the narrowest victory all year. And every game I've had has been insanely close. Like, let's look at my points for this year. So my points for in my league this year, I have 734.5 points for me and 721.58 points against me. So it's been like an insanely tight year. Every game I played has been really close, so really tight. And I think it's going to happen again this week. It's just partially because my team has been, it's been a very weird year. I've had lots of, Jahmyr Gibbs has been a bust. I had to drop Odell Beckham Jr. My quarterback Deshaun Watson's been a horrible thing that happened. Like just what a boneheaded move by me to pick him up. That just did not work at all. Yeah, like I'd like to find a better quarterback if I can, but Derek Carr is decent enough, at least for this week. And Derek Carr is not the guy I want, but he's the best I can find. And like, let's even look. Who are the other quarterbacks even available on the waiver wire right now? If I wanted to pick up a quarterback, my options are Bryce Young, Zach Wilson, PJ Walker, Daniel Jones, or Tyson Bagent. Oh, if I want Mac Jones or Kenny Pickett, maybe I want Will Levis, right? Those are my options. So Derek Carr, of the options available at quarterback, definitely the best guy I could possibly have, but not great. Still, though, I remain optimistic. If I can get to 4-4, if I can win next week, if Tyreek Hill is a bad week and Lamar Jackson's very quiet. Honestly, I want Lamar Jackson and Tyreek Hill to do well. I'm actually rooting for them. So, like, you know, as a human, I'm rooting for them. I want to see them do well as, like, a sports broadcaster, as a fantasy football player. If they do badly, I'm happy to reap the benefits. But I don't know. I feel like I'm just filling time now. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening to this very short, very tiny episode of fantasy football. And I guess that's it. As I think about it, I'm really not sure what to do for a thumbnail. I changed the way I do thumbnails now. So I really don't have any idea what to. Maybe I'll make something funny with like the Pringles can. I'll do like the single Pringles and then like whatever. I'll do some like flow chart for Children of Analytics. I don't know. We'll figure it out, but I'll find something interesting for my thumbnail, although I just really am not sure what it will be yet. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great day. I'm going to go hit the Jazz cabbage, and I'm tired. I've had a long day. It's Wednesday night. My roommate's outside. We are going to have, we're going to partake in the Jazz cabbage. I'm going to relax before tomorrow. I got a lot of football to watch tomorrow. Probably going to watch 3 games back to back to back. I've also got a date that I'm excited about, so that'll be fun and interesting. Is that too soon? I don't know. I'm excited. It'll be fun. It looks really, really cool. So I love you. Appreciate you. Single Pringles are out. Have a great day. And ba-dum-bum, bam, we are done.